Being an influencer looks like a dream. Money, lifestyle, followers, but behind the glam, things are starting to get dark. Scandals, fake lives, and even dangerous situations like the recent Russia trafficking story. So the question today is influencing still the dream, or is it starting to crack? Welcome back to a brand new episode of Seated with Lebo and Tata Rambedi, guys. You know what? We've been having such nice conversations. But we don't want this podcast to be a podcast that seems like we are attacking a specific gender.
Yeah.
I don't think we got that feedback at all.
No, I don't think so. I think everyone's been saying like stuff is fruitful and stuff.
Yeah.
But we also want to speak about current events.
Yeah.
Obviously the stuff affects our daily lives, yes, and our perceptions, etc.
And I was like, who not better? King, who better not then? Who better than to?
Who better not to? Yeah, there we go.
Oh, what?
Yes.
Who better than?
No. Who better not to than?
Oh, who better not to than?
Yeah, there you
speak go. Speak about... Guys, it's good for us to talk about this thing. We relate. That's what I'm trying to say. We relate to this conversation.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, it's going to be a really cool conversation. We'll be speaking about influencing. A whole lot about it, right? Like, the whole desire around it. Mm. And it's going to get deep. Like, why do people yearn to be seen?
Yeah.
So we're going to go deeper into it. It might not be just about influencers, but it's going to be about visibility, you know, how we want people's, you know, the public's acceptance.
Yeah.
I mean, we see it through social media accounts. Like, we're literally in a culture where we're always showcasing what's happening in our lives day to day, week to week. So, yeah, I want to unpack why we're doing that. But of course, guys, with this episode, we're going to go into the how we use, the very, very dope. We're also going to get into Rataritaba, so what's been happening. Mm. And of course, the subject matter, which is all things to do with influencing and influencers. Yeah, man. Should we get into it?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I'm excited.
I'm a bit scared of this episode, but I'm excited.
Serious. Yeah. I think we're going to be good. We're going to be behaved.
Yeah.
So, 1, 2, 3. How are you? I'm good, man. I played 5 games of bowling yesterday, 6 games of bowling.
Oh.
Yeah. So, guys, Lebo asked me this question like a few weeks ago. He's like, what do you like doing? I was like, guys, I know what I like. I like bowling.
I like bowling, and
I like being around people. Yeah. So yesterday I went bowling, and I didn't play two games. I played 5 or 6 games.
Yeah.
And I even learned a new way to bowl. And I was so happy.
Yeah. Like, bowling like, slabs, bro.
Yeah, because I was
there. Especially when you hit the pins.
Yeah. It's really nice, dude. I was there with C-Clair. We took the first 2 games seriously. We both got like 100 and something, whatever.
Oh, that's nice.
And then from there, we started like learning a new technique. It's like, I think it's like an Asian style technique. I'm not too sure. I just always see Asians doing it. It's like you kind of throw the ball and then it goes to the far right and then it goes and hits the middle. Okay. So we were with the guy that works. They're teaching us how to spin the ball. So much fun. I think it'll be dope.
Is he taking like a bowling class?
Yeah. I think it'll be cool if we, because I actually love bowling so much, I think we should invite some seaters and go bowling.
Yeah,
so I think what we'll do is we'll prioritize the members. But I swear down, guys, like I want to do this very soon. Like I think maybe a week after this, the next Tuesday night, I will tell you guys where to go. Just comment down below if you're down. I think comment down on your IG. Or maybe we'll do a Google form. I think we'll do a Google form.
Yeah.
We'll make you guys pay for yourselves. I think you'll be looking at me like, Google form.
That means
I have to do a Google form.
Need the ID number.
Yeah, obviously over 18 because the environment. But I think that'll be cool. Tuesday night, we can do it. I think we'll also invite the whole RM team if they're down.
Yeah.
And let's just go bowling. You guys will obviously pay for yourselves and we won't charge anything else. I think bowling on a Tuesday is half price. Yeah. So it's usually 85, so it'll be 40. 85 divided by 2.
Yeah.
42.50. So let's do that. Comment down below so we can see if you guys are down.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we'll just
I'm also going to comment down below. It's the first time I hear of this story. So I'm also going to comment
the
below.
The idea came now. But outside of that, I'm good. I'm in a relationship. I can speak about it. India Jola, very, very happy. If you're following me on IG. Like? It's nice, dude. It's really good.
Oh, yeah.
Follow me on IG. You'll see who I'm dating. So it's a good time. Yeah, man. She's a really great person.
Yeah.
Like, she's met most of my family, which is so crazy.
Yeah.
My mom, my dad, my cousins, my aunts.
Grandmother.
I've met my grandmother. She came to my grandmother's birthday. It's insane. And then, like, yeah. And then I also, like, have met, like, most of her family.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was her mom's birthday. So I bought her mom, like, because we went on a trip. I bought her mom, like, a verve.
Oh, yeah.
And then I bought CK flowers.
Yeah.
And then she just said, no, let's get into my mom. I'm like, dude, why are you making me feel like I'm bribing your mom for her love?
That's how it goes in African culture.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I was like, no, Shem, give her the flowers. It was her birthday. So that's been dope. Spiritually, things have been really good spiritually. I think I've been so intentional with like the way that I pray also. Yeah. I think I'm really trying to not fall into this trap that I think I could fall into as a Christian of like just doing the things that make sense to do as a Christian. Like, I want it to be very heartfelt.
Yeah.
My prayer must be heartfelt. My church attendance must be heartfelt. I want to feel a connection. When I go to home style, I want it to feel like something, you know? I don't want it to be like a thing of, I'm just doing it because I'm now Christian. So I've been very intentional. That's been really nice. I bought my ticket to Dream Week. My church has a conference, which is really exciting. So if you guys want to go to like a church conference, CRC, it's called Dream Week. I don't know when it is. Just Google it.
Yeah,
it's going to be a vibe. What else? Yeah. Yeah, then everything was good. Like, business is dope. So in the studio, we've got Tabang. As you know, you're shooting with us. Tabang's in the building. Woo! And something very exciting is now Kenny's going to be coming to the studio quite often. He is now full-time editor of RM. So pretty much everything we create, it's Kenny. I remember I spoke to the guys about this. The guys were like, you're doing what? I was like, guys, you guys can still use Kenny, but he's just going to be here.
Running business for us. Running business for us.
So that's very exciting. The team is growing and solidifying. And I think by the time this comes out, Under the Influence has dropped. So welcome, Shadi. Welcome, Sia. Welcome, Six.
Yeah, really welcome.
Welcome to the network. If you guys don't know what that is, three beautiful young ladies have started their own podcast. Of course, here at the home of podcast, the House of Rembedi Network. And that's very, very exciting. So that's how I am. Yeah.
How am I doing? Let me think. I was listening to you with intention, so I didn't even think of my answer. I'm fine, guys. I'm okay. I'm just trying to get super healthy. Just trying to take care of myself. That's all.
You're looking stronger. I think I sent you a message saying you're looking...
You're
looking stronger.
Hey, man.
You're looking fuller.
Thank you. I'm just trying to work out. I'm trying to like...
Because you know month one, like it doesn't show that much, but it shows something.
Mm.
So we can see that you've been through a month of... change.
Bro, like I lost weight. It's like when I bend now, I don't get those, you know, those things.
Mm.
Those categories. I don't get those things anymore. Because I do abs daily. Chief, with intention. I don't want mukab. I mean, when I'm 40, 30, I don't want a single mukab.
Yes.
I think I do abs out of all my workouts.
The most.
Legs and abs are the most intentional workouts.
Mm.
The rest I know can come naturally. Arms after 5 months. Arms, anyone's arms can look good. But the legs and the... And here,
you're training for December.
Fuku.
Yeah, you want to say, guys, is it me or is it hot? Then we'll tell us, keeper.
Yeah, but training is going really well. I think I'm using it to connect with myself on a different level. The conversations that I have with myself when I'm at gym are so deep, so intentional. It's so reflective, you know. So that's what I'm using gym majority for. And I really like that approach because it's no longer a thing of like, I'm gonna go there to lift weight. It's like, yo, let me go vent.
Mm.
Like let me go vent to myself, like for real.
Beautiful.
Like, so yeah, but I didn't go yesterday. I was a bit lazy yesterday. I was being lazy.
Yeah, I also haven't gone this week, but I'm going today.
Yeah, like, I'm going
after
today.
The podcast. I'm going to today.
Yeah, I'm very excited. So I saved arms for today, so it's going to be a fun one. That's the most fun workout.
Mm.
Yeah. What else is happening for me? No, man, life's okay, man. I think that I'm in a very, like, oh, my God, we're so blessed. You know, we're living such beautiful lives, moments in my life, you know. Mm. I'm seeing that the level of work that we put in earlier in this year is coming out tenfold, you know. Because you must understand, guys, you know, we are so quick to say, you know, what's next, without seeing where, like, we've come from.
Mm.
And I was reflecting how we used to shoot the podcast on a brown couch, next to the wall in our home that we grew up with. Then we moved to Tato's apartment wall. We used to shoot Tato's apartment carrying things upstairs, carrying things downstairs.
Even before that, we used to shoot in Hatfield, got to South.
Yeah. We used to shoot Jusauf. I forgot Jusauf. In the streets of Jusauf as well.
We used to put like boxes and then like an iPhone box to like hold the phone. Mm. And then we bought us to borrow cameras. People would get angry at us borrowing us their cameras.
That don't play piano on camera. Guys, anything to get a view. He played piano on Monday. Tuesday, he has a group. Thursday, gives you a relationship vlog. You are lucky he didn't have a child in university. You are very lucky because we would have seen baby content as well. You were very dangerous, you know what I mean? But I think, I don't know. Maybe the topic is what made me bring that up. How are you? Yeah, so... Yeah, I've also been falling behind in my views on TikTok and stuff.
Yeah, they're going down.
Yeah, it's going down. But I'm not really I'm not really like.
But holistically, they're going up because on Esmanchita, you're averaging like what, 2-3 million a week?
Yeah. So I saw the things that I'm part of, minusing your YouTube subscriber count, I think it's 400,000. I checked the other day when I was doing like a review of myself.
What's what?
400,000 following in total.
Oh, yes. You do
all the pages, Seated, Esmanchita, myself, my TikTok,
IG, 100K, and YouTube.
And I said, excluding your one. If you include yours, go to 500,000. So I was like, you know what, dude, you need to be in a time now when you need to think about what's going on now, the next stage of your content now. Because you can shout at the camera and say your opinion and get 400,000 views. Yes, it's nice. But what do you want to be remembered for when people see your content? What is your brand identity? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm actually excited for us to go into today's conversation because there's so many things that are unknown. And I want to expose everything. Like, I want to expose like the reality of being an influencer, how it's like, how does it look like financially? Yeah. Like, what does it take to really grow? How to actually get deals
our
and stuff?
Beginning.
Our beginning, our middle, our end.
Budgeting,
like, the phonies that exist.
Yeah.
We won't say their names, but we'll identify them as close as possible.
Yeah.
And you will see. Yeah, man. But before that, guys.
And the criminals.
That one is
what about the criminals that are influencers? You guys don't know this life. We are, keep in mind, you're listening to the good side right now.
Yeah.
The side where the sun rises. There's still a Gotham that we're going to speak about where it rains every day.
Manji, I'm sure the criminals watching this thing shaking, saying, please don't say my name. You guys have been seeing us promote the NetBank's Youth X because it's back in 2025 this year, baby.
Yeah.
I've got something very, very special to say. 4th of October, it's about to go down at the Constitutional Hill.
Yes,
you know why, guys? Because they're going to be crowning the winner.
Yeah.
The one that's going to be getting the moolah, the cash,
the
dollar. But at the same time, it's happening in a Mzansi fashion, and NetBank is throwing a bash.
That's right, guys. With DJ Maporisa, Nasty C, and much, much more. And of course, guys, that's not all. They're thinking of you. If you have a NetBank qualifying account on the day of the YX25, you stand a chance to get some discounts,
something
you
know, special,
some rewards, you know, something nice, Nyana. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So if you guys have a NetBank account, guys, it is a little bit better for you. So make sure you utilize that account. If you guys don't have a NetBank account, I think now is the time to get it. But if you do want to get tickets, guys, of course, the link is in the Seated bio on Instagram. And of course, it's in the description down below. We will see you there because we will also be there, myself and Lebo, because we're doing something very, very special. So please, Seaters, pull up. Let's have a great time. You might even have a chance to be on this couch. So trust me, don't want to miss out at all.
That's right. So that's the 4th of October, and get your tickets in the link or web tickets.
Yeah, guys.
Bye.
So let's talk about it, guys. So what's the allure?
Allure?
Of influencing. So why is it like so attractive, right?
Yeah.
Why does everybody want it? Why do you think people want to be influencers?
You must understand, as an influencer, you can sell, let me not use the word sell, you can portray different things that can give you likes. One is poverty. You can be in a poor community posting videos of bus labs, 100,000 views. Two is when you flex on them, the boats, the Cape Town trips and wada. And three is when you humor them or make them educated. You understand? That's the three types of content that I've seen. What I have seen is that there is an influx right now of lifestyle. From what we've, even in our databases, that we've seen in influencer marketing, there's a large influx of lifestyle content creators.
Yeah.
Bar to bar, show the flats, you know. Aibo, you have a full body mirror. You know what I mean? And what is happening is that that has become now like the life to live. The perfect life.
Yeah.
Like if you don't have this standard of Michali, you're behind, or you're not there. If you're not getting that bouquet of flowers, you're not there. You're not.
Yeah. So you're saying lifestyle content creators are basically setting the standard of what success looks like.
Yes.
For an everyday person.
Yes.
Because you have the likes of like a Grace Mondana, Michali. Yeah. There's many people, Ratan Ngumalo.
Yeah.
And they live really dope lives.
Yes.
And then they get really dope views because then obviously they are doing one of three things you mentioned. Yes. You said entertain, inspire, or educate.
Yeah.
They're inspiring people.
Yeah.
And it's looking really good. So now there's a big appeal. Like if I actually do what Grace is doing, I could live that life.
Yeah, but you must also understand, you know, we as creators, we also know what emotions we're pulling from our audience, hence comment section. You know, you can get a feel of what your content is doing. And sometimes your content can create envy. I wish I had, if I copy-paste the prayer you used. You guys are familiar with these comments that we use. Sabawel, what. This is very important because later on, I'm
going to be
talking about big things.
I'm seeing the, so you're saying one, it looks nice.
Yeah.
It's glamorous.
Yeah.
Two, because of that, people are naturally envious
of
that.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Which creates an envious, guys. When you're envious of something, you are very in tune with it. You're very, like, for example, someone you look up to.
Like inspired.
Role model. Thank you. That's the story. One of my role models is Logan Paul, right? But I'm very envious also of Logan Paul. I wish I also had that bottle by Bitsang?
Prime.
Whatever, Prime. I wish I had that. But what does that do? It makes me stay in tune with what Logan Paul is doing.
Yeah.
Because I also wish that my life can end up somehow in Logan Paul's shoes. Hence, influencing. Hence, the influence. That's why they call us influencers. Because we can literally, by our content, influence like how people want to live their lives.
Yeah. I want to add some more things. I think another one that also definitely inspires people to become influencers, I think, is just the attention.
Yeah.
I think, guys, people don't understand how addictive attention can be. You know, you have people coming in, you're getting 1,000 views, you're getting 50 comments. People are like talking about you. People are complimenting you, say, oh my gosh, you're so funny.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you look so good, you dress so well.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think that's also a big factor that people, a big thing that factors to people wanting to be influencers.
Yeah.
And then two, I think it's just the ability to say, hi guys, I'm working with Apple.
Yeah.
Like that's like a thing of like, it's damn, it's a big flex. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think people are always like, oh my gosh, she works with Apple, she gets free iPhones, I'm sure they're paying her. She works with Red Bull, I'm sure they're paying her. Not knowing what's actually happening and how those agreements and contracts look like, which we're going to get into as the episode goes. But then, I think I agree with you. Those are definitely some of the reasons why people are allured to influencing. We're also seeing a lot of the influencers in America, of course, influencing us, but also a lot of the guys in South Africa who are buying cars and getting mansions and driving nice things, and we are all assuming it's coming from
influencing marketing.
Yeah.
Or the ladies that are in planes and not that.
Yeah.
And we say to ourselves it's influencer marketing.
Yeah. I think also another thing that contributes to this thing is that people are under the impression that being an influencer means you're an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And that's not the case. If you're an influencer, you're self-employed.
Yeah.
Or you work for yourself.
Yeah.
So I think because there's a big stigma towards 9-to-5s. It's like a thing of like the next big thing is being an influencer or having a digital brand. Yeah. Do you get what I'm saying?
Can I also add one more thing? Yeah. An influencer, guys, is like an artist, Mutuwa painter. Where do you think in influencers' life they learn about business and they learn about management and they learn about legislation and laws and stuff? These people are artists first, you know. I sometimes feel like influencers are grouped differently from your amapiano stars, your rappers, your actors and stuff. We're grouped differently. When we all, actually all in the same group as just artists. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Sorry, just one more thing I wanted to mention.
So now let's speak about we've spoken about what people like. Let's speak about the realities of this thing.
Yeah.
Like, one, like I have a question I want to pose to you. Do you think influencers make money?
No, dude. Of course not. But I think that a small percentage of influencers make money. Like probably like out of, if you had to do like a total percentage of influencers.
So let's say there's like 100 influencers. How many of them do you think could be self-sustainable?
Two. Maybe one. If lucky. Maybe one. Can I say half? Because you guys must understand, influencing is like a popularity thing.
Yeah.
You can be popular 1 month. Another month, you're not popular.
Yeah.
You can be popular 1 week, another week, you're not popular.
Yeah.
A brand can see you in a month where you're very, very, very popular, but the next month they want to use you. You're no longer popular. They don't use you.
So you're saying the probability of you being a sustainable influencer is 1%.
In South Africa, I get it. We're talking about in South Africa.
Yeah.
If it was America, I'd be saying a completely different number. I might have said 4 out of 10.
Yeah.
But
4 out of 100.
4 out of 100. No, if it was out of 100 in America, I would have maybe said 40 or 30, 20.
Yeah.
But in South Africa, out of 100 people, maybe 10 will become influencers.
Like a, so, so you're saying it's like a 10%, like, so you're basically saying 10%?
Even 10 is a lot, eh? Maybe, let me say 5. Yeah. 5%.
I'm with you, because I think...
What do you think? I was going to ask you, what's your number?
Yeah, I think to be... And let me define what I mean by...
Self-sustainable.
Self-sustainable, right? So you one, mean, you work for yourself,
yeah.
You get your campaigns, and those can pay for an apartment, a car, your food, a partner.
Basically, you are self-sustaining, like you don't need anyone's help.
Life. And I'm, and it's not a glorious life.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not like
it's a, like a freelance, being like a freelance actor. Life,
yeah. I think a good 2% success rate.
Yeah.
Especially because of how fast everything is growing.
Yeah.
And I've seen the rate in which people get work.
Yeah.
I think we are not good examples. I've been in the game for 8 years.
Yeah.
And I also, like, if you really deep it, I have podcasting, my own brand. I used to manage other influencers, yeah. production company. Like, I've done so many things to try and survive.
Yeah.
To live in a apartment and drive a Suzuki, yeah. by the way.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm getting,
you
guys.
Fought.
I'm fighting for my life. You know what I'm fought. Saying?
Yeah.
But obviously, I've got big dreams, yeah. and I know that, like, I'm scaling and it's looking really good for everybody. But I do want to say, yeah, I think there's a small chance of
sustainability.
Of sustainability.
Which is sad.
I think the reality of it is that we see a lot of influencers work with brands and we don't know that they're not getting paid, number one.
Yeah.
Two, if they're getting paid, then maybe they're getting paid 30 to 40% of their rate. Yeah. A lot of agencies exploit influencers. You get some really amazing agencies like the Rampedi Media Agency, yeah. Duma Collective.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Those are some really...
Like, posh. Top.
Creme de la creme. Like, where we actually put creator first, you know? But a lot of these influencers also live fake lives. Like, a lot of the guys live really, really fake lives. I know a lot of the guys in the space will buy cars that don't make sense for themselves, right?
Yeah.
A lot of them fake buying cars.
Yeah.
And mind you, I'm not speaking about Ghost guys. Ghost, he owns a lot of these things. That guy is an entrepreneur, even outside of YouTube. Like, put him to the side. But a lot of the guys buy cars, and then it's like the cars they buy are like third, fourth, gen, like, not a second-hand car, like a third, fourth-hand car, which has many issues for the illusion that I am successful.
Yeah.
So it's just somebody driving a car for the illusion of success, you know? And then with the girlies, you know, we're assuming these influencer babes are, like,
doing so well. Dubai.
A lot of the time, guys, I know, like, this might be hard to stomach for many influencer girls that don't do this, but you guys know that there's some that do this, right? A lot of these girlies, because they are so popular, they are showcasing their beauty every day. Mm. They get DMs of people saying, "Let me send you money
for 50,000.
Let me send you for 10,000 just to hear your voice."
And we've seen it, guys.
And it's not
a thing of we're speaking in code. We've seen them.
Happen. We know them. You get what I'm saying? A lot of them also, like, because of their beauty, they date quite successful men, people. Which is definitely okay.
Yeah.
But when you date a successful man, I mean, you can get a girlfriend allowance of 100,000.
Yeah, you can find a girl name and type saying, Allah, what's wrong? No, Kuku Elizabeth, who's really? Kuku Elizabeth, yeah, Queen Elizabeth, we're England. You're like, hey, can't be a South African woman date anyone, chief. You can be dating the Prince of England.
Oh.
And you don't know. I'm just saying, for real, like, maybe not England, but I know a lot of influencers, they don't mind dating royalty. There's also mind loyal royalty. There's also... Yeah. I'm just... What I was trying to say is that think about the excess of men, the tier that they're at. You know what
even
I mean?
Even for the guys, too. Like, even the guys that do influencing, I know a lot of them that also, like they be... Like, allegedly, they are straight, but then they'll even allow for men to take them out and court them.
Yes, for the sake of...
But
this is Joburg now. Now you're talking about Joburg. No, you're talking about Joburg now. You're talking about Joburg.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we're just trying to say that, like, guys, there is a...
Yeah.
It's a tricky space.
Yeah, man.
And because it's also visual with no CV backup, you know, we assume things. But I do want to commend the people that are doing it clean.
Yeah.
That's very nice to see.
It's very rare.
It's very rare to see people, like, for example, I know Grace works really hard.
Yeah.
But guys, Grace can't be even an example because she's an outlier.
Yeah.
Because she's, like, the biggest influencer.
It's like we're speaking of Tyler, of influencing. We all be Tyler?
No.
We can't all be Tyler.
Yes.
You understand?
Yeah.
I also want to speak about this misconception that, like, are celebrities influencers? Influencers celebrities?
Yeah, because I've been hearing
What do you think about that? Like, those two sides. Are influencers now celebrities? Are celebrities influencers?
I've been hearing a lot of people say influencers are the new celebrities.
Yeah.
And I think... You know, it depends what defines a celebrity, right? I think the definition of a celebrity is quite tricky.
Yeah.
But if we had to use the metric of being known, people knowing you.
Yeah.
You know, influencers are starting to take a bit more,
yeah,
a bit more motion. And if you had to really think about it too, when else do we have a new celebrity?
Yeah, yo.
Like, when else do we,
yo,
do we get a new celebrity? Like they, like it's the OGs.
We'll see my money. I want to say maybe.
Osman is a rapper, dog.
Yeah, so I'm saying that,
like, no disrespect, like, you're bigger than him. Hey,
hey, hey, Papa, whoa, hey, whoa, whoa. Kenny Katz. No, man.
But, like, I'm saying, you guys have similar, like, insights.
Yeah, man.
So, like, for example, if he goes,
you know, but Tato, you guys can be saying Tato no, but it's the truth. It's the truth. Yeah. Even the music videos, guys, you know, Elma Jita alone gets music video views in South Africa.
Weekly,
yeah. By the way. It takes months, by the way. You see an artist celebrating 100,000 views on YouTube,
yeah,
after 1 month on, okay, Instagram.
Yeah, I did that yesterday.
Yesterday's statistic, 24
That's what I'm
hours.
Saying, like, if I had to go, like, inside for inside.
It's,
like,
it might
person
be.
Knowing you for person knowing you. I don't know how big Usman Mani is, so I can't really say it, yeah. But, like, I think it's close, man.
Yeah, because I'm, like, I low-key. Because now
who do you guys think is bigger, Grace or Blackie?
Grace. Yeah, I think so. I'd say equal, eh?
No, not equal, no ways.
You didn't. I don't know if you saw Blackie on Sprite can, bro. I don't know if you saw Blackie on the Sprite can.
Yo, Grace
in all stores in South Africa.
Every real, okay, cool. Every real Grace post, you get 1 million views.
I don't know if you saw Blackie's face on every Sprite can in South Africa.
Was it every Sprite can?
It was, bro. It was nationwide. Bro.
Okay, cool.
Nationwide.
But not everybody's looking at the Sprite can and saying, oh, this is, yeah, Blackie.
No, you know what we need to understand, guys? Like, when we're saying this, we have...
This is such a nice conversation.
We have respect.
I wish we had rappers.
Yeah.
I wish we had some rappers.
Yeah.
And some influencers.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do
this a part two and then just,
yeah,
chat. But I want to say one thing.
Because we're going to be biased.
Yeah, I'm going to be biased.
Because Blackie might be and say, cool, yeah, I'm getting 100,000 views on a music video, but daily, who's playing my songs? How many times are they playing my shit?
All I'm going to say is that, like,
you can say YouTube video, you watch it once.
Yeah.
My song, you listen to it forever.
Yeah, but look at America right now, right?
Yeah.
If you look at where, because keep in mind, guys, you must understand, America is where every country leads to. Like, in terms of, except for China.
Yeah, most countries
lead
all
to.
Countries but China.
Yeah, all countries but
and
China.
Korea.
Korea. But it's basically the direction of media that everything, yeah. So that they had influencer marketing agencies way before we had influencer marketing agencies.
Yeah,
That's why they became popular. So if you can see in America what's happening, the streamers, the YouTubers, they're the new rappers, they're the new cool, they're the new, and I think that's also happening in SA. I don't know how fast.
At a rapid rate.
But I kid you not, if we saw Ghost Kluby and we saw, let me think of...
Put Casper.
No, Casper, man.
But Casper's a good contender for Ghost.
Okay, yeah, but if you saw Ghost Kluby and we saw Casper in your vest... We're saying if it's put Ghost Kluby and Casper Universe both at the mall, boom, same time. I guarantee, I don't think anyone's gonna get less fans.
What's the reception gonna be like for Casper and versus Ghost?
I think Casper demographic will be larger, but Ghost, because the kids love him, dog. Like,
yeah,
all the kids
because
are
of his
run.
Demo, yeah.
Yeah, but my point is, what we're trying to say, guys, is that we're moving into a point where these things should be equally respected.
Yeah, because then now, is it fair for me to put Casper up against Ghost?
Yeah.
Obviously, guys, Casper's huge. Like, let me respect that man. Like, he's
done
a
lot. He's the hood man. Like,
but, like, also, like, he's done a lot, like, we're thinking in the physical realm, right? Because I'm saying the status based off, like, he filled up the dome. But how many seats is the dome?
Can we fill up the seats in the dome?
How many seats is the dome?
It's like, I don't know, like 30,000?
Yeah, I think it was
30,000, bro.
So, like, now it's like, okay, 30,000 seats, but then, like, it's tricky because, like, if
I get what you're saying,
it's different types of power, but impression, view for view. Casper and Ghost, I think Casper's still bigger, but they're close.
It's like,
but my point was, if I'm putting them hand in hand, why is Ghost not called a celebrity?
Yeah, true. Why would Ghost not be considered a celebrity?
Yeah, why would Seema, Cyan,
Cyan's considered a celebrity. Grace. I think Cyan's considered.
So I think, what defines a celebrity is based off of what we are used to consuming.
Yeah.
Music, TV.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. True, though.
Yeah. Because I actively say Ghost is a celebrity.
Yeah, I also think so.
I also think Grace is a celebrity.
Yeah.
And I think some celebrities are influencers.
Yeah. But anyways, like, I get what you're saying. Like, I want throw us a bit back, because obviously, guys, we are aware of the scandal
that happening in Russia. Yeah,
that occurred in South Africa.
You know, I think I spoke about this last week, and I made Swaggy cut it out. My really? Part. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I wanted to speak about it a bit more calm.
Yeah, but now that we're calm, I think MacG now, he's allowed. He tore the awkward silence of influencers doing influencer reporting. Like influencers doing a report on influencers. I think he tore down that veil. So now, as influencers, we're going to talk about this.
Yeah. So I think we all watched the video. I think you guys watched the video too,
didn't you? You guys watch it? I think it had 100... I remember the statistic, and it was crazy. I think it had 122,000 views in 1 hour.
Yeah. It had like 22,000 active viewers.
Yeah. While live.
Like live active viewers.
Which is huge, by the way, guys. Yeah, those are numbers, man. Like,
let's break it down. If you guys don't know what's happening, I think we'll probably link MacG's video in the description.
Yeah,
or just go search MacG. But what happened is that we had an agency, owned by this guy called Sia Sway Digital. His agency was approached by another agency in Dubai to do this program where they're promoting young African girls from the ages of 18 to 22 to go and work. In Russia, work opportunities. And then when Sia was presented with this opportunity, he did some research and realized that, actually there's a lot of like conversations around this thing, and there's a possibility of human trafficking.
Mm.
Yeah. And then in that, he says he did research and realized that, no, this company that you're going to be working for is state-owned.
Yeah.
Which means that it's owned by the government.
Yeah.
And it's a subsidiary of the state-owned company. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that's the correct information. So he said, nah, man, if it's state-owned, let's rock. It makes sense. These are all rumors. Then a bunch of creators started working. Sia's agency was not the only agency that was presenting this work. But we know him, and he's come out, right? Mm. Then it catches light that, no, there's a possibility of this thing being a human trafficking issue or syndicate or whatever. And then
it's still alleged right now. It's still under investigation. Mm.
Then a lot of the influencers' communities were very upset about what happened.
Yeah.
And then they said, no, guys, how can you guys not do research? So that was the biggest thing. How can influencers not do research? It took a simple Google search to see that, no, man.
This might be sketchy.
This might be sketchy. Then you have other influencers like Primo, other people coming out and saying, I got this campaign. I thought it was a complete joke because I did research.
Yeah.
So we have influencers further validating the fact that, you guys didn't do research. Yeah. Then there was a big push that those influencers were wrong.
Yeah.
So then there was a mass, not even unfollowing,
a mass blocking.
A mass reporting
that's
of these influencers for alleged human trafficking or promoting it. So we saw the likes of Seema's account get removed, Zila's account be removed, Peachy Sprinkles, a bunch of different people.
Cyan Bougie's
accounts be removed.
So news articles from BBC to BBL.
Yeah, now we have traditional media also covering the story, right? And then what happened was that MacG then had a talk where he invited all parties. He said, all the influencers that were blocked, you guys can come.
Yeah.
A select few came, and he had the agency owner, he had a journalist, and he had another agency owner, journalist, and then...
He had a TikTok journalist as well.
Yeah, and then someone else.
TikTok journalist.
And then they discussed this, and you could see that, for me, I believe that the purpose of that thing was to get everybody's stories out, give everybody a chance to speak.
Yeah.
But it seems like everyone was pointing the finger at Sway Digital and Sia. And they're like, you as the agency, you are in the wrong.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a synopsis of the story.
I think the synopsis was also, he failed to take accountability when everyone was trending.
He
didn't say, hey guys, we were the agency that did this.
And yes.
Everyone just attacked the...
So you're right. That's a good point to add.
It's very, very
so within that video, Sia from Sway Digital was questioned as to why didn't you drop a statement when this was happening? Why didn't you say, guys, you know, we are investigating? Why didn't you talk?
Yeah.
And he was very like back and forth trying to explain, but it wasn't good enough for Mac, Zile, Seema. Everyone was really upset at him. So now, in this happening, we're seeing a big shift in influencing. I think for the next few weeks, few months. Yeah. And it makes
maybe 2 months.
It makes me pose many questions which we can debate. Yeah. One, how is it that your followers can...
Be careful. Can I go first? Be careful, because you know.
Yeah, but anyway.
I want to...
I'm saying like...
Can I go first?
No, I want to keep that, because I'm not saying anything offensive.
Yeah.
So it's like... the followers that existed.
Yeah.
Like Zelenem's followers. Yeah.
By the way, they are re-following him. After unfollowing.
Those followers, because a valid point was raised. Those followers are basically blocking and reporting those accounts because they didn't do enough research.
Yeah. Remember the statement. Yeah.
And I feel like they're doing those blocking also without have done enough research. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. So they're victim of what they were victim to. So you're saying that like they're blaming people for not doing research and then blocking people for not doing research on those people. So they're doing the same action that causes people to get in trouble.
Yeah. So my point is that we're seeing a common mistake from influencers, followers, agencies.
Yeah.
The power of research. So one, agency owners here, you should have done enough research. Yeah. Two, influencers should have done enough research. Followers now in our reaction, somebody posting a video about something is not research. Let's also go back and do research because there's a common issue here, which is us just reacting based off of seeing 5 videos and assuming that it's okay.
Yeah.
I know many of those influencers did their job because they saw, no, Lebo went, Tato went, Khunte went.
It's credible. It's credible.
And that's not how you check credibility.
Yeah. It's not by who did it.
Yeah.
It's by who's doing it.
Yeah, but anyway,
I want to point into the current ecosystem right now of influencers. Like, influencers have lost a lot of trust in advertising. You must understand now that people are basically saying we must question when we listen to influencers now. That's the now. It used to be a thing that they just trusted us because they, you know, they're part of our communities and etc. Now we need to earn back trust. What I've also seen in this ecosystem is that, guys, and what I really hate, this is the part I hate most about what's happening. I am all for, you know, the blocking, the lesson, but what I really hate is that when people take an opportunity to hate on something to become popular. You understand? And it is currently happening. I'm seeing people saying we're up next with the new influencers and all that stuff. And I just chuckle because I just say to myself that when did we lose our humanity to say that, yo, dude, like, this person is going down. I'm so excited.
Livelihood gone.
Yeah, man. Like, even on my worst enemies, you have to understand, guys, we're all human. These people are supplying for people back home. They did do a bad thing. They were equally punished. I think the banning wasn't a great, you know, that's an equal punishment. It's a lesson I think don't think they will ever forget.
Yeah.
And I'm glad South Africans gave them that lesson. But let's not now... I know there's a couple of influencers. They just literally take clips of what happened on MacG and just start roasting them because they know that's a guaranteed 500,000 views.
Yeah, I think it's that's a good conversation.
Yeah,
I think,
man.
Guys, we mustn't lose our characters, né?
Yeah.
As people on this earth, we need to be people of good character.
Because you're going to make mistakes also in your life, man.
And if you're going to capitalize on such a sensitive conversation, it'll make us also question your character.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people are saying, like, dog, if this didn't happen to Sima would be creating the funniest skits and jokes stuff, about this thing. And I think at the end of the day, guys, that thing is wrong.
Yeah.
And even now she's back with her content. I think she's actually making the jokes and stuff. She's making it lighthearted. But guys, we can't make such a serious conversation lighthearted. Like, we're really speaking about human trafficking here.
It's actually very, very serious.
And I don't think it should ever become and translate into a joke.
Yeah.
So I think for you guys listening at home, I know you guys, people that watch this content, you guys, like, I know.
You have a heart, man.
You have a heart. We're together. I think
you have a heart, man.
Like-minded individuals.
Yeah, gravitate. Like, you're like, yo, I hear you. Like, yeah, what they did was wrong, but I hear you.
So, like shout out to you, to your guys' characters. I think the seaters at home, let's try... promote the characters have. Let's try promote that character because
I'm so sorry for just having me. Because the next influencers are coming up and they're gonna try become what they perceived was before them. That's what happens. I get it. That's, you know, your KOs come and then your Aaron Hotshots start try imitate KO and then the next people will try imitate Aaron. We don't want that. Let's break that cycle. Let's spread goodness, man. You know what I mean? Let's make the right people famous again, man. Also, I'm not saying make us famous. I'm not saying that. Even though that would be bangers. That would be lit. I fuck with that a lot. No, don't get me wrong. But I'm saying, like, let's make the right people famous
again, bro. I think.
Like, we're giving the wrong people power, bro. Someone says, I want to smash Mang, 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 Mang. We give them 100,000 followers, man. And then when they do bad, we're like, oh, that's 100,000 followers, mate. Of course, you know what I mean? You give an evil voice following and it will disappoint you every time. That's a fact, man. Mm.
For some of these people that were part of these allegations and stuff, it's not the first time we see them mess up. It's even maybe the fifth. But still, the following continues because we understand, like we said, as influencers, there's certain types of content you can give to people.
Yeah.
And gossip and chaos is a very popular medium. It's the reason people love the Game of Thrones. It's the people who Shaka Ilembe,
like Love Island.
The generations, these schemes up Love Island because drama sells.
Yeah.
Drama sells.
Yeah, but I think we can slowly, like what we have, like a few followers, we can slowly break that for at least 1,000 people.
Yeah.
Like if everyone here is watching at home, sees the importance of having a good character, you can change 1,000 people's lives. I think that's nice. That's better. Yeah. You know, we'll never get the millions of views anytime soon. They're coming, but anytime soon. But with what we have now, let's all promote like good characters and important things. I want to go back to the money thing. I think those that inspire to be influencers, I want to tell you now, a lot of people that get tons and thousands of views don't have money because of their subject matter.
Yeah.
Because they don't align with certain brands. Even as Lebo and I being in the influencer marketing agency space, like there's a lot of people that have great profiles, but we can't work with them because of their character and their content type. So don't assume that just because you can get 1 million views weekly, you are guaranteed success.
Yeah.
And it goes even deeper, right? Like, for example, another thing is Lebo now. I'm going to use him as an example. Mm. Lebo is in the...
skits.
In the skits and comedy...
Which is not niche.
Yeah, in the skits and comedy sector, right? And in that, like, he won't monetize as easily as somebody who just does food content.
Or just cleans their room.
It's very, very layered, right? Mm. If I have a client like F&B and they say, I need someone can... educate people on how to... I need someone that can make someone sign up for this account.
Yeah.
If I know that, okay, cool, Lebo has 1 million followers, if he does a video, I might get a conversion of 100,000 people or 50,000 people. But if I go to like someone who does content on entrepreneurship and business, and they have 50K, I will pay them more because I know the chances are maybe they, if they're 50K, they can get me 30K people to sign up. You get what I'm saying? So let's not think that... the route to success through influencing is
following.
It's following and numbers. Even if you're doing great things like comedy, even that needs to be niched. You get what I'm saying? Even me, I'm all over the place. But I am slowly niching and I'm known for a specific type of thing. So if you want to monetize in the space, it is possible. I mean, it's a small percentage, right? It's literally like starting a small business. It's difficult. It's tough. Also, our unemployment rate is high for a reason. The economy is not the greatest.
It's crazy, man.
Right? But it is possible. So if you feel like you've got that fire inside of you, I think go for it. Because you can even start doing influencing and you can see yourself actually move behind the scenes. And you learn so much that you start a production company. Or you become a phenomenal editor. Or you become a phenomenal camera guy. Or you become a phenomenal social media manager.
Or you join a production house or whatever.
You get what I'm saying? Like there's so much you can do while pursuing influencing. Like for example, for me, I'm an influencer, but I'm literally going to become just like an agency
in a few months.
Like I might not even be creating content except for this.
In a few months,
yeah. Because I'm like, influencing is dope, but I don't think it's that sustainable.
Yeah. I don't think any of us like look at it long term and say like, oh, rah, like I'm going to be this thing forever. You know what I mean? This popular entity where people will like, you know, scream your name and whatever, like your video, share your video, download your video. No one wants to be that thing forever. Some people want to hold on to it forever. But it's good to understand that like... to have a business mind when you're within this thing.
Yeah.
Build teams, build buy the camera, chief.
Yeah.
Buy the mic, buy the tripod. But I want to ask you a question because this is obviously the biggest.
Before the question.
Yeah.
Also, like if you have any sort of influencing, guys, sell something of your own, please.
If you can.
If you're selling Zile selling Acha, go sell Maguinho or something.
Scrum just has the lip gloss.
Like if you have 500 followers and people are coming every day. Guys, sell airtime if you can. If airtime costs 12 rand, you're not selling for 12 rand and 50 cents.
Yeah.
Like, trust me, get into the habit of selling something. Yeah. That's where my company, my business partners Level and I have gone completely wrong.
100%.
Right?
Yeah.
But we're fixing it. But guys, trust me, sell something. Because there, at least you can practice business and sales and actually see, okay, cool. When I post and I get 1,000 views, at least I'm getting 10 orders.
Yeah.
Versus posting getting 1,000 views, and then you're getting 50 wows.
I want to ask you, for the people that are back home, they're like super shy, but they have that personality and they want to make content, but they also like, ish, I'm 50-50. I don't know if I should do it. I don't know if I should press post. I've edited the video already. All my things are on private. I have drafts. You know, what's
sort of message would you give them to be like, dude, push your content, start the career, start the influence? Because I think also there's a huge misconception that we, like, for example, me, there's a huge misconception that I came out, I said, cuckoo, kaka, and then the doctor started laughing. And then they said, yeah, Nazo, this one's funny. Yeah. He's going to make it in influencing. No one is made for this job. It's about how you portray yourself. Yeah. It's about how you are brave in your space, in what you believe your content should look like. Yeah. So yeah, if you had to give advice, to be like, yo, dude, get out of your shell, post content. Because that's a big, that's the biggest one I've always hear. I'm too shy. I don't know if I'll make it like this. I'm not like Honse. I'm not like...
Yeah, I think whoever you watch, I think identify YouTube, whoever you watch, go watch their first video, then watch their second video, then watch their 10th video. Like, our content used to be horrible.
So real, think, actually.
Yeah, go watch my first video.
Yeah, real.
Like, go do that, guys. Like, literally, that will show you that you have to start. And if that can be my first video and I can be here, if you had to watch Lebo's first YouTube video and he can be here, that's a big sign that it's possible if you put in enough time. Yeah, so I think stop delaying starting. There was a girl who came in, Pearl, 2 weeks ago. She wanted to come use the studio. She's like, dude, I want to use the studio. I want to, like, you know, maybe like book. I'm like, dude, shoot at home, my man. Shoot at home. Post the video. Post the second video. Post the fifth video. Learn how to make mistakes. Make all those mistakes. And then from there, make some money.
Yeah.
Right? Then once you've made some money in that thing, maybe you can come use the space. Do you get what I'm saying? I think we've got a big, big issue of trying to create content that looks like Tato or Lebo or Scrumptious or Mang Mang's content. These people have been working for 8, 10, 12 years.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? They used to borrow cameras, shoot on phones. They used to do crazy things. So I think just start now. Create the content now.
Post today.
Also be smart. Like, YouTube can pay you. So maybe if you want to create content, also post on YouTube. Because maybe AdSense will come in a few months or in a year.
Half a year.
You're monetized. It's not life-changing money, yeah, but it's like, it can do something.
Still, but that's the... It creates growth. It's like a tumbleweed. It just grows over time, bro.
Because you'll save that money and then you... Because our AdSense is so bad, eh?
Yeah, it's horrible. Like, oh, so someone said, did they use the YouTube AdSense as a savings account? That's how small the money is. Like, they're just using it to build over time. They don't even want to.
Dude, like,
it's crazy, guys.
Because, like, guys, I can actively say how much, like, guys, I want visibility on this thing. So, guys, I'll say, like, clearly.
Okay, go ahead.
We monetize the business makes sense through brand collaborations.
Yeah.
Right?
Out of out.
Like, don't digest seated. For the longest time, and it was just those two shows, and maybe me. Like, we were making like 2,000-4,000 rand a month.
La Uca.
From AdSense, like from the ads on the platform.
Because people really do
two, three K.
People really think YouTube makes money.
It's
crazy, like, bro. Like,
it does if you get like a lot of views. A lot of views, but the people that are watching aren't in Africa.
But let me tell you.
Forget making money on YouTube with an African audience.
Let me tell you something. Like, even when your views are all the way up, I still think it's very still tricky to become self-sustainable just purely on AdSense in South Africa.
I'm saying it's possible.
I'm saying it's very unlikely.
Yeah, it depends.
Especially just on YouTube AdSense, like getting a flat, getting everything.
Yeah, it depends because someone can come and say something different, but you must understand why they're saying something different.
Yeah.
Because like your content type is important. If you're in tech or you're doing educational content, that's a better CPM. If you are creating content and you have an American audience, I could be making 10 times what I'm making now. So it's tricky, but if we're looking at it realistically, our followers are going to be in South Africa and the CPM is bad. You can't even pay for like...
What?
Like if you're making... I'm saying you can't pay for much, like even like rent. Yeah. You're making like 3K. Because mind you, we're making 3-4K.
And splitting it between?
Four people. And how much does it cost to edit a video? How much does it cost to have a camera? How much does it cost to have rent studio space? Like, guys, the YouTube money, I don't even know what it's for.
I really want to go into, like, influencer X that I really like. Yeah. Really pop.
Let's do it.
Can I?
Yeah.
Can I start? I can just say one. Eh?
Yeah.
I wish, bro, like, I'm going to say this softly, guys, and, like, try to look not into the camera because this one might get me a bit cancelled. But I wish I was a white bro who could speak vernac on TikTok. I wish I was a white bro who could do a kick on TikTok. Because I'd have 1 million followers. I wish I was a non-black, non-colored, non-Indian, South African who could do an amapiano kick. I would be the most famous brand influencer in SA.
B.E. Tick.
B.E. Boom. Boom, shut up. There are people that have made careers. We won't say them. I won't say them. I know you. I'm going to be honest. Guys, in South Africa, one of my biggest influencer icks is when a non-black person does black things and becomes popular for it. Yeah. I despise it because there's so many black people doing the same content. But 100 likes, 10 likes. Ooh, he bettered the same kick. The only difference is the color of Mutu's skin. It's so insane. It's one of my biggest influencer icks.
Yeah.
I really, really, really despise that one, man.
Yeah, I hear you.
It breaks my heart every single time.
Because it can see, like, it feels unfair.
Yeah. Yes, when a pasta and lobster in the comments. Ele, a black queen who did scripts over 5 Bruce dancing before this.
Yeah.
It's very sad. I'm telling you guys the truth now. Ugh,
but you know, like attention, I can't remember the word, but things that pull attention,
yeah,
it's always going to be the silliest of things. Like, no, things that we want to watch and see.
Yeah.
Like, people want to see things that are unfamiliar. So I get the frustration, but it's like, ugh, it's just how the human mind works.
There was a guy,
like, you've seen 10 blacks dance. Now it's the first time you see your episode. It's like, oh, damn. It's like, okay.
There was a guy last year who won Vlogger of the Year at the Social Media Award. No, Tato, I'm going to be honest. I thought we're going to be honest in this episode.
Yes.
His name was, I think, Speed. Godspeed. Ooh. or what. Diary, I don't know. But he was a very famous influencer for recording his daily sessions of waking up in his house, in Dakasi, taking a taxi.
Oh, yeah.
You remember?
Yeah.
His views dropped when he moved to a flat. Are you aware? Mm. His views go up when he goes back home. When he goes back to the flat, the views drop.
Yeah, but I see what that was. I don't think it's a on him thing.
It's not. I'm talking about the aches of South Africans, like when they absorb the things, bro.
What retains our attention is the silliest of things.
Yeah.
I know, for me, I know the guy. I remember him. I watched his content. I enjoyed his content for one reason.
Right.
I've never been in that environment before. It
yeah.
was all new.
Yes, yes.
I was like,
yes.
Okay, cool. This is it's interesting to see the life of somebody that comes from such a background.
Yes.
Do you get what I'm saying?
But I'm saying that content is very popular. I'm trying to tell people the things that they're gonna be facing when they're becoming an influencer. The other content types that are going to be happening around them that are popping while they get 100 likes. I'm trying to give them a realistic outlook on what's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
There's going to be videos where you're going to try and edit for an hour and post. It's going to get 50 likes and 100 views.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean you should give up.
Yeah.
Just because Mutu on the other side will better kick, when I must also better your kick over nice
you hit your
and kick. Understand your kick. You need to hit 50 better kicks before when you reach the volume of the
kick. Maybe you must better your kick in reverse.
Yeah.
Maybe you must...
Or maybe jump before you better the cheek. But as a black guy, I'm going to always be honest on this podcast. Black kids, wake up and fight. You have to fight times two, the average. You know what I'm saying? You must fight times two.
Yeah.
Because everyone else is fighting around you. You know what I'm saying? You must wake up and fight. Believe in yourself, black child. I'm telling you the truth, chief.
Believe in yourself, black child.
I'm telling you the truth, chief.
So what do you think the future of, like, influencing is looking like right now? Because we're seeing that there's a lot of influencers.
Yeah.
So like, let me show you guys what existed before. So before, we had traditional media, TV adverts, billboards, adverts had most of the budget. Like, as an advert could get a budget of 2 million rand, and someone could get paid 200K just to be on an ad for 15 seconds, right? We're seeing that transition now, and we're seeing a lot of media spend go into influencing. We're also seeing a growth in influencers. So we're seeing there's a lot of influencers, a lot of money going to influencing. Like, back in the day, guys, 4 years ago, I'd have way more money now because there weren't that many influencers.
Yeah.
Now when a brief comes, there's 10,000, not 10,000, there's 100 Tataram babies that you could choose from. Same guy, same look, feel, whatever.
Same editing style.
Same editing, it's 100.
Same cat cup templates.
There's 100 Tatos, you know what I'm saying? I'm not special anymore.
Yeah, that's
you
so know true. What I'm saying? That's so true.
So now because you're seeing an influx of influencers growing, at the same rate, an influx of, like, you know, media pay going into influencing, like, how does it look like? How do you think it looks like?
I don't know, man. I think that's, obviously, streaming is the next big thing. I think that streaming is the next big up in SA. I think it's going to pick up. Why I say this is because streaming is picking up in America.
Yeah.
It's picking up in the UK. Yeah. And what's happening in those communities, it's getting normalized for kids and stuff to watch streams. So I think that that's going to be something that occupies the space in SA a lot. We're going to get way more streamers, ne? The YouTubers, I'm worried. I saw that the I saw that YouTube finally grabbed our shoulders and agreed with us and said they're not going to use AI-voiced YouTube. They're not going to get monetized. So that saved us for another five, six years.
This producer is in trouble.
This producer might be in trouble. So I also see beauty influencers taking a different route. They're going to look for the beauty influencers that can do it all. One moment, she's talking about her skin. Then she has a six-pack. The other moment, like, she's going to be a fitness, beauty, makeup. They're going to look for hybrids now.
Yeah.
I think it's the easiest way. We can see that, I've seen now influencer marketing that the trend is that they reuse, reduce, recycle. We don't want to find an influencer every 4 months. No, we're going to use the same influencers the whole year out of this group, and we'll just keep rotating,
There's a few case studies, but not all of them are like that, but yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing.
That's what you think, no?
Yeah, that's what I get it. You said my opinion. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
What's your opinion?
No, I share the same. I agree with you. But I do want to say that it's going to be a bit more difficult to get views and retain an audience.
Yeah.
So I think, yes, influencers are growing. But for me to watch Leboran Pedi, like, you got to be special.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? Like, I know guys, you guys might not have seen this, no? But there was a complete death in cinematic content.
Yeah.
For a specific reason. Like, we don't care how nice you can make a garage door open and look. And people want to feel, connect, and see something in the moment.
Yeah.
So I think influencers the top ones are going to be the ones that have a lot of personality. Mm-hmm. Right? The same metrics will exist. You must still maybe have, like entertain, inspire, or educate. But then you must have a lot of personalities. Like even the way I do my vlogs on Instagram and TikTok, when I do my vlogs, have changed completely. It used to be angles. Now it's me picking up the phone. Yo, what's up, guys? I'm in Ghana right now. I'm going to the airport. Oh, guys, yo, I'm with Mang Mang, and he just said this thing. Because people want to feel a part of what's happening.
As if they're watching it on like a WhatsApp group.
Yeah, guys. Which is why we're seeing an increase in people watching streams. It's like
it's so informal.
He's speaking to the camera live jive now.
Yeah. He can't edit it. He can't.
Yeah. So you're connecting with him. He's like, wow, he's actually talking in real time. He's right there. He might respond to me.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? And he's doing all these things. So it's like, I think everyone is safe. It's a great market to be in. I think still try come inside and please still come and try and be in it. But don't hyper focus on making money through marketing. Sell the achar, sell the lip gloss, sell the caps.
What about I definitely think the next 3 years, we're going to see a lot of podcasts fall. Because there's a huge influx in podcasts right now. I think every day I hear an announcement for a new podcast.
Yeah. This is
so and guys, Lee, you must not disrespect me when I say these things. I've been a podcaster for 4 years. I've been giving half of your advice. I've saved half of your relationships, Lee. This can't tell. Limputse, Lebu thinks he's hot shit now. Podcast. I've been in here. So when I say there is a large influx of podcasts coming in, I mean there's a large influx of. Every single day, there's a new podcast. That's being announced.
It's a bit aggressive.
I have to be honest, bro.
Yeah, so there are a lot of new podcasts coming, but I think there's a lot of space
for podcasting. Yeah. But I'm saying there's a lot of space, but not a lot left. Please don't lie to people back home.
There is,
man.
Bro. So it's like you saying there's a lot of TikTokers.
Okay, no, man.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Let me tell you.
Like, it's just going to change how people consume content.
So I wish.
Now when there's more podcasters,
more
people are going to consume podcasts.
Yeah.
Not many people in South Africa consume podcasts. So now when we have more podcasts, more people consuming.
It's like the streaming thing. Yeah,
then eventually even our views will go up. Everyone's going to grow. It's creating a new form of media to consume.
But there's going to be a lot more podcasts. As we speak now, the people that are
buying mics. Four drops last week.
They just put mics now.
I think it's a beautiful thing. I really like it.
I'm 50-50. Like, listen,
you're a kid, keep podcasting.
No, maybe. Why can't we? The Forex Bruce do it. The Forex Bruce, the successful ones, they gatekeep Forexing sometimes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I also like the fact that there's going to be different types of genres in SA. We've been very
current affairs.
Current affairs, health, gossip. I'm excited to see maybe gossip.
Even health is rare.
I'm saying, I'm saying.
Wellness, like, name the wellness podcast. There's not that many. There's not that many that speak on this subject matter.
Yeah. But I'm saying I'm excited for that. But I'm very
capable.
Scared. No, but I'm very scared of the voices. The voices that may come out of these podcasts and how they change the podcasting.
Yeah. I think what's...
Because podcasting right now, even... Sorry. It's the last thing I'm saying. Podcasting even now, even if you're doing content that is controversial, it doesn't matter. Brands are still working with these people.
Yeah.
So now I feel like that's the thing that's going to might be different.
Yeah. Ach, man. I think... I think I see the increase in it. I don't mind. I really like it. Okay. I think
I don't like it. Let me be honest. Maybe it's because I'm jealous. I want to keep you guys for myself. I don't know.
No, I think I get you because, I mean, people start podcasts and they talk out of their asses.
Yeah, bro. And like, that time when you're trying to talk out of your heart, your mind, you're trying to read a book before coming to the podcast.
Yeah.
You know, so.
So I get where you're coming from. Like, not everybody should have a podcast. Not everybody should have a TikTok account.
Because you know what I think happens? People will have a braai. They have a good conversation about, no, let me tell you. And then they say, you know what, guys, let's start a podcast.
Yeah.
No, chief. Maybe let's start a WhatsApp group. Let's do steps. Let's do steps. WhatsApp group, call every 3 days. Because, bro, like, it's like what you said. Watch your first things first. But then again, you're right. I'm literally gatekeeping podcasting as I'm saying this on my days. I can't believe I'm this guy now. But yeah,
that's how I feel.
Yeah. Now we...
I hear you. But yeah, guys, I think we can wrap up the episode by saying influencing is definitely possible. It's tough.
Yeah.
We're seeing a big change in everything that's happening and we see why people want to be influencers.
Yeah.
I think it's okay to want to be an influencer. I remember when I was in university, I used to actually crave to be famous. It died like a few years ago, but I used to actually want to be famous. So I think it's okay if you want to be famous, if you want to be popular, if you want to be known, just don't be too consumed on... Like, your why kind of needs to make some sense. Sometimes it doesn't have to make sense, though. But my point is that it's okay to feel how you feel. It's okay to want to be known. I think it's okay to want to be known.
Yeah, dude. I mean, it's like wanting to be class captain. No one looks at you and says, why do you want to be the special one?
Yeah.
If you want to be special, if you feel a calling to...
Because it can change. Because I know I wanted to be popular when I was, like, younger. Yeah. Lasted for 2 years. Now I want to be a business person. Yeah. I've got no, like...
I also want to be behind.
I have no... King, inch of
I think
we need to work on our English sayings. Say it then.
We have no ounce. I want to say ounce. You say you have no ounce of. Can I finish the sentence?
Yeah.
You have no. This is, I get what you're saying.
Guys, I don't care to be famous right now. And in the beginning, I did. And in me caring to be famous, I was able to do some really cool things. Do you get what I'm saying? So I think whatever your reason to start, and then from there it might change, and then you know that ounce of might come one day.
Ounce.
Okay.
If you guys are new to the show, please. Let me say my thing, my outro.
Oh, my bad.
I wanted to say, guys, like as we've seen, we as influencers must be held accountable.
Yes.
This is a very opinionated sport, man.
Yes.
There's people that are going to be commenting other things on the other side. They're going to be saying that the Tata Rapedi guy is wrong, that Liver Rapedi guy is wrong. Some might say that they're right, you know. Understand, this is all opinionated. And we hope that in the community that we've built, you know, that you guys can also say what your opinions are. That you guys can also feed into this conversation. Because it's not only our voices in Seated. There's a reason we call it Seated. Because we're seated with... you as well.
Yeah.
So when Aluena say in the comment section, girl, I don't believe in influencing because of this. Guess this. Yeah, that's my outro.
And if you subscribe, we'll see you guys next week. We'll see you guys. Yeah, we'll see you guys next week.
Yeah.
Peace.
Bye.
We're dropping today and Friday, but then this won't be out. Ooh. Oh,